The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey guys, welcome to the Wicker Tote. My name is Ben. I am joined today by Lincoln Bain. He is an activist here in the Bahamas, and he has got some dicey information, some dicey evidence for us that we're going to be taking a look at here, what's going on. There's a story here that's so big that's been right in front of us the entire time with FTX, and we didn't even see it. Kind of the story of FTX. So, Lincoln, first, how are you doing? And then give us a little bit about yourself.
I am awesome and welcome to the Bahamas. It's a great place. We have some corrupt politicians, but the rest of us are okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Glad you're okay. Now, listen, let's talk about this. There is a huge scandal going on here with FTX and the real estate specifically. Now, people know that, you know, supposedly they had $121 million in real estate. I've actually seen some documents. It's actually even more than that. Mm-hmm. But if you could kind of go into what people need to know about these real estate purchases here in the Bahamas by members of FTX.
But what the first thing you need to know about them is that the real estate was not purchased in the name of FTX Digital Markets, mm-hmm. which is the regulated company. So when someone says, oh, the government seized all of his assets, yeah, you could have seized assets under FTX Digital Markets, but he didn't buy the properties in that name. He bought the properties in the name of FTX Property Limited. And so obviously it was a company he started just to hold property. And so it seems like he was taking money from the company and buying property in another company's name. Okay? And not only did he do it in that company, there's also another company that was formed in October, just about 2 weeks before everything crashed. And he formed Alameda Property Holdings in the Bahamas. So it's like he was just trying to move stuff around and hide stuff. That's how it looks to all of us who's looking into all of this.
Well, you said that something very interesting about not just, like, we'll get a little more into the scam of FTX and Alameda in a second and how it relates to real estate. But you were saying that basically here in the Bahamas, like investing in property, the property values keep going up. So it's a really good place to move your money instead of like letting it sit on exchange or in an account or something like that.
Property values in the Bahamas have never gone down. They always increase. So it actually is a good investment. And a lot of people have caught on to that. And I've noticed that a lot of people who are in the Bitcoin world, who are in the cryptocurrency world, when they make profits from cryptocurrency, they would take it and buy property in the Bahamas. So a lot of that is going on. So a lot of condos in the Bahamas, condo buildings, crypto persons would be the ones buying them. And now it keeps their money safe.
Now, what do you think about, like, you guys have a law here, I believe, right? If someone buys real estate, $1 million worth of real estate, they can pretty much immediately become a citizen. Is that true?
Not a citizen, but you can become a resident.
Resident.
It's $500,000. Once you spend $500,000, which has been how it's been, you can apply for residency and they will fast track.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Now, are you seeing a lot of people coming down and doing that from crypto as well?
A lot of people have been doing that.
Now, what do you think about crypto?
I love crypto.
Oh, you do? You're a crypto guy?
Hell yeah.
Love it, okay? Because you're an activist, you're freedom, you understand, you know what this is all about.
Yeah, of course. Now, the thing is with Bahamians, we have restrictions on us where we're not allowed to do anything really, you know, and I shouldn't say it that way, but we can't freely invest outside of the country. We can't freely get investment money to do business from outside of the country. It's all kinds of restrictions. And so the big story is, They're trying to make the Bahamas a crypto hub, but the problem is Bahamians aren't allowed to freely use crypto.
Yeah.
All right? You have to find some backdoor way to do it. So it's just like Bahamians can't go to the casino and gamble, which is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, so if we go to the casino tonight, you can go in there, you can gamble, but I have to stand up in my arms fold and let you gamble.
Yeah.
If I sit at the table and try to gamble, I go to jail for being a Bahamian gambling. That's the law.
That is insane.
Look around in the casino, you won't see any Bahamians gambling.
What?
Now, we can deal.
Is this a religious?
No, it's not.
Like, what is
it? If it was religious, then we wouldn't let you gamble.
No, you could let me go to hell, just not you.
Yeah. Yeah, religion is crazy like that. But no, it's just a kind of apartheid-like law that we still have in this country, where Bahamians are restricted. And so we're going to fight to change that.
Yeah.
I ran for prime minister, but we're not going to say president, because we're going to go republic and get from under the queen, but now it's king. So we're going to change all of this. We're going to change it so that Bahamians are now empowered in our country. So you have a crypto hub, and Bahamians can't participate.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. And have our politicians standing up in front of the world and bragging about us being a crypto hub.
Uh-huh.
But if we try to use our bank card, we're going to get refused.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's ridiculous. So this is what we are going to fight for.
I love this. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is what crypto is all about, I think. Now, let me ask you this. Because we've been at the casino. I have been gambling. We've been at the casino.
Oh, you sinner.
I know. So we were hanging out with some people and we went around to some different places and I got some new sunglasses. So I went to the sunglasses place because one of my lenses and one of my glasses broke, got some new sunglasses. And I said, you know, there were four ladies in there, you know, they were nice, you know, people that worked there. And I said, what do y'all think about crypto? And they're like, do you think this FTX thing has put a bad look on crypto from the average Bahamian's point of view?
For persons who don't understand crypto, everyone is talking about crypto.
Yeah.
FTX is nothing to do with crypto itself. It's to do with an exchange.
Yeah.
So this is like if you have a large bank in America, for example, if Bank of America flops, that doesn't mean that money is bad
or
the banking system is bad.
Yes.
It just means that one of the major institutions crashed.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we had Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, we had a lot of institutions, whether it's insurance or whatever it is, crashed. But it does not mean that the actual thing that we're promoting crashed.
Yeah.
So crypto, FTX is not crypto.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trading platform where you can trade books on there if you want. You can trade whatever you want on there. But they choose to do crypto, etc. on there.
Yeah. Well, you could have bet on FTX on the odds of Trump winning the election in 2020.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While meanwhile, Sam is literally paying money to keep him from winning while he's allowing people on his site to trade those odds. So this it's very deep. It's very complicated. But now let's get in a little bit more about the real estate stuff. So I want everybody to track what we're saying here because this is very important. What we're saying is FTX, Digital Markets, that is the name of the exchange, and all of their assets fall under that.
They should, right?
Yeah. But what they did is they created a separate real estate entity, and I've seen the list. There's about five or six, but the main one was like FTX, Property Holdings, whatever it was, right? So they were taking customer funds out of the exchange. Your money, if you lost money on FTX, they were taking your money, buying real estate with it, in the name of a different company, so you could never get your money back.
Mm-hmm. That's what's been happening.
Yes, that's the story.
That's how it appears to us.
Yes.
And no one is really talking about this,
mm-hmm.
but now you have all of these properties that some are in FTX Property Holdings and some are in other persons who are part of the company.
Yeah.
Like Salome, we saw some, you know.
Ryan Salome.
Salome, like $8 million property. You know, seven properties that he bought. We saw...
What was it, Barbara Fried's name, I think? What was it?
Yes,
Barbara Fried
and his father.
Yeah, Joe Bankman.
Bankman. And so that one is $16.5 million. So,
mm-hmm.
so, but there's more. So it's clear what he was doing. I think when he realized the bottom was going to fall out, the first thing he did was said, we got to get out of Hong Kong because these guys have real regulations and they're going to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried to go to Barbados. They told him, no, this looks funny.
Yeah.
And then he came to the Bahamas because I guess he heard that we have corrupt politicians. And so he came here and then he decided to stay. We put laws in place for this guy.
Yeah.
We put new laws in place.
Just for him.
But.
Oh, he just made mistakes. He's not a bad guy.
But the entity that was supposed to regulate this I have a video where they're admitting that there was no minimum requirement to come to enter the market to do what he did. There was no minimum requirement. They just let him walk in. All he had to do was fill out a form, basically.
Wow.
And there was also no minimum capital requirement. And so he...
That's important because they didn't actually have any money.
That's it.
They didn't have any money. That's why it's important.
But he had fake money. He had monopoly money.
Of course, but if you have to put the minimum capital in, you have to actually take your capital liquid and put it in. This is big, guys. I hope you guys understand. Well, this is a breaking story here. Nobody else knows this information.
No.
Except for us. Yeah, he didn't even give it to the mainstream media. Why? Because you can't trust him.
Who trusts the media?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So she also admitted that they were allowed to self-govern themselves and determine how much assets they needed.
Yeah.
This led to all of this.
Yeah.
And so he came here, he got let right in. And let me tell you the problem. The reason why this needs to be adjudicated in America instead of here, one is because there's so much politicians involved with all of this. There's this corruption wrapped all around, and we can get to that if we want to. If he is tried here under our DARE Act, he's going to get a fine, maybe $30,000 to $100,000, and that's going to be it.
Wow.
That's and so, of course, he wants to stay here, and then he would have already done his time.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're kind of hearing is that, you know, people are wanting him, like, he's wanting to stay here and face here instead of going over to America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're about to hear, by the time this publishes, people already know, but we're about to hear from the Bahamian government, from Attorney General. What do you think they're going to say? What do you think the government's position is on SBF?
The
right
government
now?
Came out and made some excuses. When the Prime Minister spoke, he spoke in the House of Assembly, and we were curious about that because you have immunity about anything you say in the House of Assembly.
Oh, wow.
So it feels like he's trying to hide something because he chose to speak there and not at a press conference. And after we pointed that out, now he's sending the Attorney General to speak at this press conference, but he is not doing the speaking.
Yeah.
And so we feel, and the Prime Minister came out and he made excuses. He said, FTX has one company regulated in the Bahamas. But that's a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't about that one company. He was hiding the assets in other companies.
Yeah.
And he started to make excuses like, many cryptocurrency companies have failed, you know, recently. But that's nothing to do with this guy that actually committed fraud and stole billions of dollars. So why would you even bring that up?
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to defend the situation. And he went on to describe that Facebook and other companies were releasing people, letting people go. And it's like, what does it have to do with what Bankman-Fried did? So he's defending.
Yeah.
They also put a guilt trip on the Bahamian people. He said, you have to tread carefully. Watch what you say. And they're trying to put a guilt trip on us as if we should hide this and not say anything and we should just defend the country. But many of us are tired of the corruption. We're not defending wrongdoing.
Yeah.
We're not defending.
Absolutely not.
You know, it reminds me of when the Catholic priest used to rape the
little
boys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And nothing came out until, you know, a little boy came out and decided to kill a Catholic priest. And then they were wondering, like, why would someone do this to a priest? And then when they looked into the story, it's like, oh, that's what happened. Hundreds of little boys. And they kept covering it up, you know, and that's what our government is asking us to do. Cover this up. Not speak about it. Not say anything negative because they believe it would hurt us. What I believe would hurt us is if the world sees that our government does wrong and we do nothing about it.
Mm.
That means that we are corrupt as a people.
Implicit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where we would go wrong. I believe if someone did wrong, deal with it, do what you have to do, let the chips fall where they may, and let's move on and get our reputation back.
Yeah.
You see, we have documents to show that those companies, that there are persons connected to political parties that actually have shares in these companies.
Wow.
Connected to the governing party.
Sheesh.
Until we see all this cover up. The government didn't open their mouth and speak for over a week after this whole thing.
When did they come out and make the first statement?
I think this happened on the 11th.
Yeah.
And they came out the next week, I think, and that was like a Friday.
Yeah.
They didn't come out until the next week, maybe Thursday, to say anything.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Have you been watching what we've been doing down here?
Yes,
What do you think about what we've been doing down here? Has anybody else done anything like this down here?
Other people tried. No one else got in.
Yeah.
You guys got in.
Yeah, we did.
You deserve credit for that.
Well, yeah, thank you.
You need a round of applause, man. You got
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so other people tried to get in, but they didn't get in.
Yeah.
And I think what you're doing needs to happen, because the truth is, we don't even really know if he's there.
Well, we saw some curtain movement, but I didn't see a big afro on his head poking out. So
yeah, so we don't know, and someone needs to find out. You know, up to the last time I heard from the commissioner of police, who's the top lawman in Bahamas, he said that they have not spoken to him, and they've not interviewed him. All right. Now they say the Securities Commission has done so, but the Securities Commission again is a company that allowed all of this to happen through their lax laws and their lax policies to make it happen, and. The biggest problem is now, the same police that you're asking to lock this fella up, because there's accusations of fraud, money laundering, all this kind of stuff, that comes under the police.
Yeah.
So for police to say that they're waiting for the Securities Commission to do something, that is ridiculous. So here's the problem. If Sam comes to town with money that he's laundering and buys tablets and gives it to the police also receive
Stolen funds.
The profits of crime. And so how can they now arrest him when the commissioner of police accepted this?
Yeah. Well, we went to the FTX headquarters today.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they wouldn't let us in. It was on their little FTX golf cart. But there's a baseball field and a soccer field right next to the headquarters. So have you been there before?
Yes, of course.
So you know where this field is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we went to the field. And we were just kind of walking on the fence line, and we were taking videos, and we were talking, well, you know, of course, I want to jump over the fence, but security won't let me, so. He said, no. So I did not jump over the fence. But very interestingly enough, a van came up flying over towards us on the field, and it was a woman who had a kid in the car, and I was like, oh, she must just be seeing what's happening here. And oh, no, she came over there and was saying, this field was private property, we were not allowed to be there, and it's like,
oh.
You got to know FTX was giving money to that field. Mm. But it was right next to him, you know? Mm. And so it's like, how many people in this area are complicit? And she had a little key card. We're pretty sure she actually worked for FTX. Mm. What did we say, Ryan, we thought her job was? Like,
she says, I am the manager of this field.
The manager of the field. Like, so manage things, properties for them and outside without being there in the company itself. But so there's so much of this. Like, I wish we had more time to go over more of this stuff. But I want to ask you this. If we're saying the police can't arrest him, we're saying that even if he does get arrested, there's an act where he's probably going to only get $100,000, $300,000 fine, whatever it is, more payoffs. The FBI isn't coming down here to get him. What do we do? Like, how does this guy get held accountable?
Well, it's going to take the American government to do something.
There you go.
The problem is there's some politicians there who have, you know, connections, and we don't know how that's going to turn out. He also went and, you know, I mean, got close to the head of the SEC.
Yep.
And so who's really going to touch him?
You have someone, I want you to listen to this. You have someone from another country explaining no one has any confidence in Gary Gensler from the SEC. SBF was meeting with Gary Gensler. This is what the world thinks about Gary Gensler. The world knows that he's corrupt. And I think that's an important point.
Yeah, so see, certain things shouldn't happen. It happened in our country, and it happened in your country. And this is a problem. It's like this guy outsmarted everyone.
Yeah.
He got everyone. It's like, you know, when you want to join a gang, they don't know you, so they say, okay, you know, come out with us.
Yeah.
Shoot this guy.
Yeah.
To get your hands dirty. You know, we're gonna make sure you're not a cop.
Yeah.
And so he got everyone's hands dirty with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just sits in the Bahamas and says, hey guys, I'm living in paradise.
So at this point, I think it's very clear, because I've been, number one, I've been shocked to find out how corrupt the Bahamas government is here. Mm-hmm. But like you said, there are some people that aren't not corrupt, but the people that are corrupt, they're very, very, very corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hoping that we could come down here and talk some sense into the government and that they would go and arrest him. But that doesn't even seem like that's actually a good option. We now have got to, as a crypto community, as a country of America, we have to put pressure on our FBI, pressure on our SEC, pressure on our CFTC, pressure on Homeland Security, pressure on everybody. Somebody in America's got to come down and get this guy. And I've shown you the roadmap. It's easy to get in there. That's all you have to do is go freaking get it.
Listen to me. If a lot of you guys who lost in this, and I think you lost because you have FTT also.
Well, no. We did not. We never had money on FTX. We lost a lot of money in Celsius, which was another big problem, right? But we last year had invested $500,000 into the FTT token.
Yes.
And then I don't remember when we removed that.
9,942 tokens.
Something like that. Yeah. It was a lot of tokens. And so, but we had sold those somewhere along the bear market, somewhere along the line. But 2 months ago, we made a video where we said we were completely out of Solana, completely out of FTT.
Smart.
And we said it's because of the philosophy. We don't like their philosophy, but where they're going, we didn't trust them. People made fun of us. Well, it's still a great investment, you know, but now look. So yes, we were very bullish on FTT last year as a token, never used the exchange. We'd actually bought it on KuCoin. But we came out and told our audience, because this is what people like, you know, people like to attack. And I'm sure you know, I'm sure you get attacked from different people. They say, well, you know, you're saying all this stuff about FTX, but you were big on FTT. Yeah, before I knew all this stuff. It seemed like from the outside looking in, everything was checking out. They were growing fast. So, you know, I don't hold anything against anybody. I actually don't hold anything against anybody that promoted FTX. We never did. But obviously, we had Celsius, which is a big disaster for us. It's like, we just trusted too many people and too many exchanges, and now we're getting a clearer picture. And for me, it's really about, for the Bahamian government and for us in crypto both, it's about doing the right thing going forward and now having all this new perspective.
If more of the victims would come down here and put pressure on this government, they will act.
There we go. You guys hear it. If you're a victim of FTX,
yes, if you're a victim of FTX, come to the Bahamas and you protest here in the Bahamas.
Let's schedule it.
Come and
let's
go to our Prime Minister's office and you protest what has happened. Because they were at fault.
Yes.
Because they put no policies in place and they were chummy with them. If you come and do that, it will get international attention and they won't be able to hide like they're trying.
Let's do it, guys. Let's put it together. I'm going to put it together.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome. Well, cool. We got to get ready for this, and we're going to have some documents. We'll probably put a blog post out when you send us some of these documents, detail on our website, more of this stuff, so people can check it out. FTX, total scam, using real estate, stole your money. We're buying real estate to launder their money, basically, and to hide it from the government. This guy's got to go down. Man, it was so nice talking to you. This was awesome, Lincoln. So, guys, let's get it. That's all I got. Be blessed. Good way out.